welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Dr. Josh Straley of the Guthrie County Hospital Panora Clinic about Men's Health Month. Share a bit about your background, where you're from, and how long you've been a DO.
Yes, I grew up in northeast Nebraska, a little town called West Point, then moved to Iowa back in 2008 for medical school at Des Moines University, and I graduated from there in 2012. So I've been a DO, or Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine, practicing family medicine now for 7 years. I am married. I have 2 boys, ages 4 and almost 2, and we've got a little girl due in July, so very busy household.
Do you reside in Panora?
We do, yes. Yep.
And how long have you been working at the Panora Clinic?
Yep, been working out of the Panora Clinic full-time, working at the hospital clinic as well as the emergency department over at Guthrie County Hospital.
Did you mention how many years it's been?
Yes, 4 years. I've been over there for 4 years, so it's been good.
Where were you employed before then?
Before that, I did my training in Des Moines through the Unity Point System, Iowa Lutheran Hospital. So I was there for 3 years prior to coming out to Guthrie County.
What types of care do you provide as a DO at the Panora Clinic?
So being board certified with family medicine and in family medicine, provide all the same cares as a MD or DO would that's practicing family medicine. In addition, as a DO, we do get some extra training in manipulation and adjustments as far as musculoskeletal care goes.
June is Men's Health Month. Why do you think it's important to promote awareness for this topic?
Yeah, so June, as Men's Health Month, the reason for Men's Health Month is really to heighten that awareness of the importance of early detection and treatment of disease in men. Men are much less likely than women to pursue preventative health exams or go see their doctor for concerns. And so that leads to men dying earlier than women. Their average life expectancy is almost 5 years less because diseases are diagnosed and treated much later, which makes that treatment much more difficult.
What are the leading causes of death for men?
For men, the leading causes of death, heart disease, cancer, and then number 3 is accidental deaths. So men do have a much higher rate of heart disease and much higher rate of poor lifestyle choices, including tobacco and alcohol use, which combine all 3 of those, puts you at that much higher risk of heart disease and cancer.
What would you encourage men to do to try and live a healthier life?
Yeah, so really it boils down to good lifestyle choices. Don't use tobacco, limit alcohol, exercise, get that at least 150 minutes a week of exercise in, and eat right. In addition, most insurance companies, as a benefit of you paying for your health insurance, and everybody knows how high health insurance premiums are, you do have a benefit of getting an annual physical or once a year checkup with a doctor, which should be at no cost to you to see the doctor, review your family history, your personal medical history, your risk factors, and see what you can do personally to live a healthier life.
It is Father's Day coming up this weekend.
Yep.
And whether you might be concerned about your father's health or maybe that of a friend, a husband, whoever, what would you say to them how they can help men live a healthier life?
Yep. So definitely, really it boils down to just encouraging your loved ones to make those good lifestyle choices and go to the doctor. If you hear things that you're concerned about, bring that up to dad, grandpa, brother, you know, whatever man is in your life, and encourage them to be seen for those issues.
Kind of stepping back here into talking about yourself, why did you decide to work in medicine?
Work in medicine, yeah. So I enjoy helping people, and I also enjoy science. So medicine, I guess, was kind of a natural fit for me there.
What have you enjoyed most about working for Guthrie County Hospital and Clinics?
Definitely the people, both the patients and my coworkers. So the people I get to treat as well as work with on a daily basis make it very enjoyable. In addition, I do have the ability to care for people in multiple settings, clinic, nursing home, hospital, and the emergency department. So there's usually never a dull day or week that goes by.
Do you have set hours for the Panora Clinic, your schedule for when you see patients?
We do, yes. I'm in the Panora Clinic Monday through Wednesday, 8 to 4:30, and then Fridays, 8 to 3:30. And we do have doctors Fulman and McCleary who then work on Thursdays, and the clinic is open from 9 to 4:30 on those days.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Dr. Josh Straley of the Guthrie County Hospital Panora Clinic about Men's Health Month. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.